League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation. Listen, we got a great show for you guys today. If you've been keeping up with us, you know Porsche's still out with baby PJ. Mm-hmm. But have no fear, another housewife is in the building. One time for Eve Marcel filling it in. Now, Heidi and Frank will be here a little later on today, so hold tight. We got them. But later on, NFL player Russell Wilson is the real Santa Claus, and we'll tell you what he gifted his teammates. And how much is too much? Denise Richards shares some pretty steamy photos of her husband. But first, Brad, what you talking about?
All right, Headcracking. All right, party people. We're going to get this party started on a... Look, y'all was ready. Anyway, we're going to start this show off real sexy. It's the talk of Tinseltown, baby. And last night, the entire Hollywood came up for the Avengers Endgame premiere. And some of our favorite celebrity couples showed up. Boot up, boot up. Now, I thought it would be fun if we took a look at each couple's body language to see who we think gets it popping the most, if you know what I'm saying. Right. Who's getting that nookie cookie every day, all day? Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Okay, first couple up. Now, these lovebirds made their first red carpet debut together since announcing their engagement, and that's Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger. Y'all think they getting busy or not? On a scale of 1 to 5, y'all, who we giving the hearts to?
I'm going to say like 2.
No, it's happening. He was trying to grab her booty, but she had moved too fast, and now you can see it.
Well, I feel like they're doing it, but he's thinking in the back of his mind that, you know, oh, this is the Terminator's daughter. I got to be kind and gentle.
Yeah. I'm going to give him one heart, because I think she like her mama. That's why her daddy left. He looks like a square. He's like, oh.
Better watch out, them squares.
You've seen him in Jurassic Park. All right, next up, we have sex kitten Scarlett Johansson with her beau, Colin Jost. Y'all think they getting it popping or not? How many hearts are we giving this couple?
5. They figured out how to do it in the movie. Like, the movie's 3 hours long. They probably did it in the bathroom.
I think she pleasures herself more than the, you know, by herself. That's just, I'm getting...
Like, I saw another picture of her on the red carpet last night, and she just turned around and gave the camera this look that just exuded sex. I don't know, because she's done.
She just touched herself, darling. Yeah, okay.
You better let me know.
Okay, y'all, last but not least, newlyweds Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus are in an entire mood. They look like they have a lot of sex, y'all. What y'all think? They get more than 5.
Yeah.
Like, they broke the scale.
Yeah. The needle was all the way past the red.
They did it in the car on the way. They did it in the bathroom once they got there. They did it in the house before they left.
Well, our man Will Smith is proving himself to be forever young in the new trailer for his movie Gemini Man that's set to drop October 11th this year. Will plays an assassin who goes to war with his biggest enemy, a clone of his younger self. Take a look.
We have to end this right now. You made a person out of another person. Then you sent me to kill him. You made a choice to do this to me. Of all the people in the world to come after me, why would he send you?
Yo, that was next level.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Really? Was that Jaden playing him?
Or was that that was him. They used this ill technology where they made it look like it was really him from, like, the pre-Fresh Prince of Bel-Air days.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so good.
At the end of the day, like, just on effects alone, I totally want to see this because they really got him looking like his young self.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
The story looks good, too, though.
At the end of the day, if they came out with an app for this to where people could, like, look like their younger self.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, the game would be over.
Don't they have something like that? They do.
But not as perfect as this right here. Right. So many people like, hey, man, you're not the person I came to pick up.
It's called the average actor's headshot. It's at least like 30 years younger than they really are. They show up to the audition. You're like, who is this?
It's like, is this a baby photo?
Well, all right, y'all. Well, baby, let me tell you, honey. It looks like Roseanne Barr couldn't keep quiet for too long. Now, the actress-comedian posted a bizarre rant on her YouTube page claiming that she put the Q in LGBTQ. Look at this.
Man, the word f*** is a really hateful word, isn't it? Especially when it's like one gay calling another gay guy that. Whoo, have you ever been in the middle of one of them hate marriages? All that LGBTQ stuff. Okay, let me just be real. I put the Q in LGBTQ, okay? Because I am queer as two mother. I'm queer. I'm alien. I don't belong here with all of these people. They make no sense.
Baby, Miss Roseanne said she put the Q in queer and then she started her tractor, bitch. That's how you do that. Yes, bitch, you are queer, Miss Roseanne.
Okay.
Anytime you can say something poignant and then start a tractor,
right. You
really ain't from here.
Right.
Okay. You ain't regular.
You mean what you say.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, so now that Roseanne saying she put the Q in queer, so what you think?
I don't think she's queer. I think because she said she's weird. She's an alien. She's a different type of creature. So she's just making herself like a different species or whatever. I don't think she's saying she's queer. I've never gotten that.
She has always been a lot more masculine than her husband, Dan, on the show. And not because he is what you consider...
A pushover?
He's not a pushover. She got a lot of testosterone.
We just need to reach out to her real ex-husband. Yeah, he'll tell us the truth. But he's never said that, and he would have loved to pour some hate on her at any given time and would have told her business like that. So I don't think that's
true. So what was she saying then?
I think she just wants to be talking. She likes to hear herself talk. And she wants to feel like she's representing all walks of life. She wants everybody to like her now. She's trying to redeem herself.
Well, why was she pausing in the middle of her tapes like she had somebody responding to her?
She looked like she had chickens running across the field. Like she was letting the cows cross the road or something. Because she definitely looked like she's chewing straw on the phone.
So actor Chad Michael Murray, best known for his time on One Tree Hill, recently went on Busy Tonight and told a story about being Lindsay Lohan's first kiss in their iconic 2003 teen movie reboot, A Freaky Friday. But somehow the tables got turned on Chad. Take a look.
I was Lindsay Lohan's first kiss. And Jamie Lee Curtis was there, and she was trying to kind of settle the situation because Lindsay's nerves were a little bit, you know, all over the place, as you would assume, right? Your first kiss, you're like 16 years old. Jamie's like, all right, get in my trailer, come on. So we go, and we sit in Jamie's trailer, and she's talking to Lindsay, trying to get her to, hey, it's very, just kiss him. Come on, just give him a pop kiss. It's no big deal. Let's break the ice now. She goes, oh, come on. And she just grabs me by the back of the head and makes out with me in the moment.
And, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, and I'm going...
Okay, so you have to remember, when they filmed this movie years ago, Jamie Lee was still very hot. Though she was, like, you know, 20 years older than him, she was hot.
So, like, 20 years older, like, what? How old was he and, like, how old was she?
So, he was, like, 20 and she was, like, 40, but, like, sexy, sexy 40.
She's not an older one, but she was older than him.
Right.
And she's still moist, so, I mean, honey, he was fine.
Yeah, he was probably absolutely turned on that a woman of her stature just grabbed him and was like, let me show you what to do. And then probably the shock value, his endorphins and hormones probably kicked in. His soul just stood at attention. I'm sure he was ready for that sex scene.
Man.
I mean, that kissing scene.
Especially if you start trading places. Because,
she was hot in that.
I'm just saying.
But, Gary, go back to what you said. How do you know about her moisture?
Because she's 40. She's in her 40s, allegedly. The girls are still moist.
They're real moist at 40.
I'm still moist in my 40s.
Ciao.
Okay, so Gary, this is your moisture.
All right, y'all. Up next, Russell Wilson shows his appreciation to his teammates in a big way. We'll explain after the break. Dish
Nation. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. Now, while other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and get all your profits. Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started. And you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing very easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular. See, with Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you can never miss the right time to invest. Now, Robinhood's giving viewers of Dish Nation a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. So sign up at nation.robinhood.com. That's nation.robinhood.com. Now get your pen, write it down. Nation.robinhood.com. Dish
Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Man, talk about doing it Russell's way. The Seahawks quarterback gifted his most prime gift ever to his offensive line. Y'all want to take a guess what it was?
A new car.
No.
Tickets to, like, a concert because Sierra's his wife.
Nope.
Some Popeye's chicken.
Nope. He gifted 13 of his team members with $12,000 in Amazon stock each.
Now, okay.
And I don't know if y'all, like, play the stocks at all, but the Amazon stock ain't cheap.
I'm sure.
It's not cheap at all.
Everybody uses Amazon.
Yeah, man, they get to the bag. So now the reason for this, he says, is because they make sure he's protected on the field and he wants to help his teammates prepare for life after football and believes that stock in Amazon will help them achieve their dreams.
That's a great idea.
And you should be happy for Sierra because Russell Wilson is super paid. Huh. He just signed a 4-year, $140 million contract, making him the highest paid player in the NFL.
So all the haters in the ex-Sierra daters.
Okay.
I know they hate it.
Anyone in particular?
Turn on the lights.
Well, y'all, looks like Blac Chyna is in a place of self-reflection, y'all. On Monday night, the star and mother of two took to Instagram to express she wants to give more of her authentic self to her fans, she said. Quote, over the last couple of years, you guys have been given a perspective of who I am from the media and people closest to me. Mm-hmm. I've been bullied, humiliated, manipulated, and discredited as a mom.
Ooh,
of course, I'm not proud of some of the pain that I have caused, and I'm working to be the best me. Blac Chyna doesn't define Angela White as a person. I don't talk on things often, but I promise to give you guys more of me, Angela White perspective.
Aww.
You know, you can say what you want about Blac Chyna, but you will not call her a bad mother. Like, because anybody who's willing to use their child's stroller as a weapon to defend their child.
That is not a bad mother.
At the happiest place on earth, it's not a bad mom.
At all.
No, Chyna's actually really, really cool people. I don't know her really well, but I have met her. And she is so humble. And it's like, she's so cool. And so I could see how the idea that we have of her in the media is completely different than the woman that she really is. Because the girl I met is definitely like Jenny from the Block.
Well, that's
she's
all
so
we
cool.
got to go by. She should have been talking and changing the perspective if she wants people to think differently of her. But all we see is the crazy stuff.
But you know how
the stroller fights.
Maybe did a few less rap.
Well, she dated that man. He acting like she's a whore. She was good until she met them Kardashians.
Well, teach it, Gary. Tell it.
She was a good woman, huh? She met them Kardashians.
He was a what?
Good woman. The Kardashians took her doggone husband, Tiger.
There was like Tiger, then there was like Future for a minute, and then there was like YB. Almighty J, like her vagina is like a
Soulja Boy.
It's not. It is no more than the regular girl out here who's not on, you know, social media.
Thank you.
Well, moving on, it's safe to say that Patrick Schwarzenegger is giving up Mary Jane for good, and he owes it all to his father, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why?
Patrick said his father's wise words had quite the impact. He took to Instagram and revealed, a few years ago, four exactly, showed up a little high to Easter brunch. Ooh. Classic. My old man asked why. I said, I don't know. Makes things more fun. He replied, how much more fun do you need to have? Life is so good. I'm high on life. Haven't smoked since then. Just high on life now. Happy and healthy and can't thank God enough to see another day.
He was high off of weed. It make it seem like he was like heroin or something.
California,
like, what's wrong
it's
with
legal.
Weed?
It's normal. That's why I was rereading the story. Like, did I miss something? Is he smoking crack?
Right.
And, like, his dad used to smoke weed before weightlifting competitions. It's literally on video.
They used to do more than smoke weed. They used to snort lines and all kind of stuff. Weed is fine. It's from the earth.
I never smoked weed in my life.
That's what the problem is.
Oh, yeah. Golly. But I think the weed will smoke you, Gary. I don't want you, smoking weed. Well, up next, is Denise Richards showing off her husband too much? Well, tell you more about it after the break. Dish
Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, it seems like actress Denise Richards is not only satisfied at work as the newest cast member of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but she must be extremely satisfied at home as well, darling, because on a recent episode of The Housewives, Denise revealed that her husband, Aaron Fifers, has a very big penis. And then to make women across America drool with envy, she posted this pic to the gram with the caption, hashtag husband appreciation day. Love you to pieces at Aaron William Cameron. Hashtag partner in crime. Hashtag soulmate. Hashtag husband.
No. No.
What you mean, no?
That's
what you mean,
like,
no?
That's the rules, right? Because if you brag on your dude too hard, then all of a sudden the wolves start coming out, right?
Yeah. Listen, kinda sorta, but I ain't telling nobody about what my man got, right? Honey. He got a suit and keep it cute.
Well, that's not cute, honey. She don't know, baby. The queens are watching.
The hetero girls are, too. So you better let her keep it cute.
The hetero ones in, too.
That double competition. You can't fend them all off. Tiny.
You can brag about a man.
My thing is, honey, if you're going to talk, we need to see it, honey. I'm from Missouri, bitch, to show me state.
Show you something good, man. Rapper Kid Cudi was definitely in a giving mood this past weekend because before his performance at Coachella, Cudi, with the help of the food delivery service Postmates, had $10,000 worth of Popeyes delivered to the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. And you know, he didn't forget the biscuits, the mashed potatoes, or the fries. We're still waiting word about the pie, though.
After they delivered that order, I would hate to have been the next person in line waiting for a three-piece wing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know they out.
But you know they were probably, like, you know, going cheap with it, because you probably, to get that much chicken, you going all dark meat. A lot of drums, a lot of thigh pieces.
Well, how many people were in that shelter? Because for $10,000 worth of chicken and sides, baby, the amount of Cajun sparkle.
You're going to need that bathroom because Popeyes. So y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Now, guys, I got just the thing to make your cookouts, outdoor parties, and fire pits or relaxing evenings on the patio even more exciting. Oh. It's the two-pack Gabba Goods Bluetooth LED flame speakers.
Cute.
And this is going to give you all the outdoor ambiance you'll need right here, or in this all-in-one lighting and music package. Not only do you get the LED flame lights inside here, that's when it's on lantern mode, but it also can shine up for up to 8 hours, but you also have wireless speakers that connect to each other for true stereo surround sound, and the music can play for up to 5 hours, and the speakers have a built-in rechargeable battery, so the party never stops.
This is so cute, but you know, it's too bad that it only works on a tabletop.
Well, guess what, Eva?
What?
The set includes 2 5-foot-tall adjustable poles so that you can elevate the light and sound, so as it gets dark, the party don't stop.
So, hey, Craig, how much?
Well, the 2-pack Gabba Goods Bluetooth LED flame speakers normally cost $160. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $49, y'all!
$49?
That's right. Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Heidi and Frank, y'all have a story about a pampered pooch brand. You won't believe it, so come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, this cockapoo that I'm about to tell you about is treated better than you, Frank. Actually, it's treated better than me. It's treated better than most people I know.
People really take care of their birds. It's amazing.
No, a cockapoo.
A cockapoo is a parrot.
No, cockapoo is a dog.
What the hell am I talking about?
You're talking about a cockatiel.
Or a cockatoo.
Or a cockatoo. This cockapoo.
Cocker spaniel and poodle?
That's right. Her name is Lola. She's getting the star treatment from her parents. Lou Short and Chris Wilkinson revealed they spend over $200 a month just on her food and accessories like perfume and toys, cleaning her teeth with a special canine chicken paste, and to top it off, they give her nightly head massages.
Are you bringing this up because you spend way more than that on your dogs?
I know this story is supposed to be like, wow, can you believe it? This is insane! I read it and I was like, that doesn't really sound like that much to me.
Yeah, I'm seeing the story, too, that they also give this dog washes and blow dries using $90 vegan shampoo.
That's where I draw the line. That's a little crazy.
If that's what vegan shampoo makes your hair look like, I'm glad I'm not using it. Seriously. You figure the dog would look better than that.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
It still looks like an alley dog that you just found out from a shelter.
Maybe this is before the blow dry or before the trim.
That's
do you
probably
think?
What happened.
No? So tell me more about this cockatoo.
Let me show you one.
No, thank you. Next.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.